was 6 years ago when President Obama vowed to end homelessness among veterans by the end of 2015. Nearly a year later, that has not happened, but there have been successes. Two states and dozens of cities, like Orlando, are considered to be at functional zero for chronically homeless veterans. What that means is that they have an immediate system of housing and services at their disposal. For our series Off the Base, WSF's Bobby O'Brien follows VA Secretary Bob McDonald as he visits a fellow Army veteran in Tampa who just recently found his way off the streets.
I got an ice maker as well. Right here behind this door here, I got my washer and dryer.
But Bernie, there's no beer in there.
No, I don't drink, sir.
Oh, okay.
Who's doing the wash?
I got the dude who's throwing it in and washes himself and it dries.
That's beautiful.
This is my living room.
Homeless for 6 years, Bernie Gaudette is proud of his new one-bedroom, fully furnished apartment at Haley Park. He's showing it off to VA Secretary Bob McDonald. They both served in the Army, but have traveled different roads since. McDonald was CEO of Procter & Gamble. Gaudette fell on hard times after a divorce. He's bounced around from North Carolina to Texas, West Virginia, and finally Florida.
It ain't always been this way. I've been sleeping in tents in the woods, in my car, sleeping at bus stations, sleeping in homeless shelters, sleeping in missions. So God has really blessed me.
As a homeless veteran, Gaudette qualified for what is called a HUD-VASH voucher, money from Housing and Urban Development for rent combined with VA services for things like health care and job training. He's applied for a job at the James A. Haley VA Medical Center.
So what positions are you applying for at the VA?
Medical support specialist.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, we have the director here and the chief staff's here.
Right here.
Joe? Bernie'd like a job.
All right. Do you have a Bernie application in now?
Yes, sir. I've been going online and doing my resume and getting all my transcripts from college. All my transcripts are back. I got them posted online and everything.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I know the process is a bit laborious. I apologize for that. USA Jobs.
Yes, sir. So I want to let you know that this has been an honor. This has been a pleasure for me. Doors have opened up for me. I just want to thank you for doing a great job for the vets, especially the homeless vets.
Joe is Joe Battle, director of the Haley VA, which is less than a mile down the road from Gaudette's apartment. And while he's found a home, there are an estimated 180 veterans without one in Hillsborough and Tampa, according to the February homeless count. That's down 42% from 2015, but still not at functional zero, like Orlando, where Secretary McDonald visited next.
Frankly, because Orlando is already been cited as ending chronic veteran homelessness, Orlando is ahead of Tampa. But what I see going on in Tampa is very similar. Number one, the community involvement, community engagement. Ending veterans homelessness is a team sport.
And he said that team is strongest with players from all levels of government, also veterans, civic leaders, and businesses.
I saw that first when I came here to the medical center and I saw the Lake Nona campus, where you've got Johnson & Johnson, you've got the VA, you've got University of Central Florida Medical School, and others, all working together to bring state-of-the-art medicine and medical innovation to Central Florida.
Veterans services and housing, he says, are the other keys to ending homelessness. And before leaving Tampa, McDonald promised to find them more HUD vouchers to help Hillsborough reach functional zero for the homeless veterans count.
We talked about Veterans Day would be a great celebration, so we think that would be a great day to celebrate it, and we're close.
And if they are successful and reach zero, it will be one more reason to commemorate Veterans Day. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.